Hey, good morning and shalom. I want to thank God once again for the discussions that we have continued to have concerning the Word of God. There's nothing as powerful as the Word of God. The Bible says the entrance of the Word of God in our lives gives light. In John chapter number 9, we are discussing on the topic, the major topic, which we have divided into four sections, that Jesus claimed that he is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He does not only give light to the world, but he is the light of the world. And when he lights us, or when he connects us to the light, we also become the light of the world. Isn't it good that Jesus wants us to experience the light and we can also be able to light the world? We are discussing on this case study of a man who was born blind, whom we have seen different discussions. We have seen the view of Jesus, why this man was born blind. He said it was to make God's glory be known. That is, after he is healed, people are going to see the glory of God. And indeed, in this chapter 9, John, many people continue to believe in Jesus to see the glory of God. Now, the disciples had the view, although wearing the lenses, that this man was sick because of either the sin of the man or the sin of the parent. But Jesus cleared and said, no, that's not the only thing. Then we also discovered the onlookers. We call them the villagers, the neighbors, who knew men as a man who was begging. And yesterday we said it takes faith for a man to beg. Because you have to believe that whoever comes on your way will give you something. You are a blind, you do not know who will come. You leave home, you go to the cross of the roads, and you wait there. That takes faith. But Jesus wanted to change this faith from begging even to looking up to Jesus. And so the neighbors view that this was the view of confusion. This looks like him, it doesn't look like him, and that's how neighbors are. So today we are looking at three views that about this man. One, we want to look at the view of the Pharisees, the view of the Pharisees, or the lenses to which the Pharisees worn to look at this man. And this, the lenses of the Pharisees, is called the lenses of unbelief. We'll deal with that today and preferably tomorrow. The unbelief, the lenses of unbelief, is number one. Number two, we want to look at the lenses called the lenses of fear. This is portrayed by the parents of the man who was born blind. How do they look at the healing of their son? They knew his son was healed, but because of fear, they could not be able to speak. Number three, we want to consider the clear lens, the lenses of faith, growing faith, faith that keeps on growing, mushrooming faith, blossoming faith. So these are the three faiths we want, three lenses or three outlooks of that. Now, number one, let's look at the unbelief. So when the people, when the villagers did not know what to do, they took the man to the Pharisees, as you have seen. And they said, This man claim that he is, you know, let's read verse 13. Then they took the man who had been blind to the Pharisees. These are the visitors or the villagers, because it was on the Sabbath that Jesus had made the mud and healed the man. The Pharisees asked the man all about it. So he told them, he put the mud over my eyes, and when I washed away, I could see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man, Jesus, is not from God, for he is working on the Sabbath. Others said, but how could an ordinary sinner do such miraculous sign? So there was deep division of opinion among them. Then the Pharisees again questioned the man who had been born blind, demanded, what's your opinion about this man who healed you? The man replied, I think he must be a prophet. The Jewish leader still refused to believe the man had been blind and could not see, so they called in his parents. Now, you see, the Bible says that the Jewish leader still refused to believe. Unbelief is refusing to believe despite the fact that you have the proof. When we talk about that somebody is suffering from unbelief, it's a very bad sin. Before God, it could be the worst sin, the number one sin that you could sin against God. Killing, stealing, and all the many things we talked about, they are sin, but they are not a bad sin. In fact, the sin that will take you to hell, the sin that made the Israelites not to get to Canaan, to the rest of God, the Canaan, the promises of God, was because of unbelief. And unbelief, I said, is that you look for reason not to believe. You have enough proof. They are calling the man and said, what happened? And the man said, look, I was blind and I was born blind. That one I know. A man came to me and he put some mud on the ground through his spittle or saliva. And he put it on my eyes and he asked me to go and wash. These are all facts. When I washed, I came back seeing. That's all what I know. But you see, these people still refused to believe. That is the lens of unbelief. And we need to break it in Jesus' name. If you suffer from unbelief, my dear listener, I want you to trust God that God will deal with you. Unbelief is not doubting. Doubt is not such a sin. It's a sin, but it's not as bad as this. Unbelief is not believing because you do not have enough reasons, or the reasons you have are contradicting, so you have different views. Unbelief is when you have more than two options and you don't know which one to choose. Is the wavering. That's unbelief. And God doesn't talk about, God is not that strong about doubt. Yes, Jesus said to his disciples that do not doubt but believe. But unbelief, we need to deal with it. So these men have got these lenses, and we must break it in Jesus' name. Number two, let's look at the lens of fear. The parents. So these Pharisees now took the man who is now seeing a miracle, to the parents to confirm. They're still looking for more answers. Remember, the Bible says two or three witnesses, a matter is established. But why is it that they are not establishing the truth even after getting these more witnesses? So they get another witness called the parents. And the parents, they asked him, is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he now see? His parents replied, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see all who healed him. Ask him, he's enough age. He is old enough to speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had announced that anyone saying Jesus is the Messiah could be expelled from the synagogue. That's why they said he is old enough. Asked him. So you see, the parents are now suffering from fear. They are afraid because they do not want to be defrocked. They do not want to be removed from the church, from the synagogue. These men had already said, anybody who claimed Jesus to be the Messiah, they'll be taken away. There was a cost, heavy cost. You see, I want you to realize that the culture of the old people or the old church, it was built around synagogue. That's where people would have fellowship. That's where people would have even new information. Thus, it was like the hub where people would come for family updates. They would come for business updates. They would come for food. They would come for healing God. He would come for getting direction of a nation. It was actually like where everything rotated. And so for you to be removed from the synagogue, it was a very dangerous thing. It is called to deflock or to be excommunicated. They were afraid of that. And they could not be able to break that. Though they knew that their son was blind, he was born blind. That one they gave. And now he sees, that one they gave. But they refused to say it was Jesus Christ. They refused to witness for Jesus. How many of us refuse to witness for Jesus because of fear? May God break the lenses of fear in you and in me in Jesus' name. Will make us not to inherit the promises of God. So the parents were afraid and they said, ask of him. Now the unbelief Pharisees was because Jesus claimed to be God and because he had healed on a Sabbath. That's why they refused to believe. Now let's look at the final thing, the growing faith of the man. This is very, very powerful. Now, the man is now growing. His faith is growing. We have now discovered that there are four levels that these men can be able to know Jesus Christ. Number one, we see that the man began by knowing Jesus as a mere man. Look at the faith that grows. Faith that blossom. And this faith is coming as the man continued to add the knowledge of God. This is the beauty of spending time with the word of God, because you keep on building your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, this man began when he was blind, number one. Very total blind. He could not know. He could not see Jesus. Number two, when he was healed, he knew Jesus as a mere man. Because he says, the man they called Jesus. So it was not Jesus he knew. It was Jesus he heard of. There are people who are in the second level of their faith. The man they call Jesus. Some children do not have Jesus, the faith of Jesus as their own. They depend on the faith of their parents, the faith of their pastors. May we come out of the second level, the man we call Jesus. Level three, this man went and knew Jesus as a healer. Jesus healed me. He said, one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. Very interesting. But level four, as you can see, Jesus is not just a healer to this man. Jesus is a prophet. He said, this is a prophet. Already now, he knew he is more than just a healer. He's a prophet. And he continues to grow in this. But by this time, as we end this session, he is a prophet. But we are going to see the final thing, when he finally encountered Jesus again and experienced him, and they'll be able to open up the fifth one, that Jesus is the Messiah. May we grow in our faith in Jesus' name. Dear Father, we pray that you may save us from the unbelief. Break the spirit of unbelief in the eyes of listeners and in our children and in our people, in our leaders. God, break the spirit of fear, or the lens of fear, of witnessing for Jesus, though we know the truth. But create in us the faith that grows, that we must know Jesus in all dimensions. Not only Jesus Not only being blind, not only knowing Jesus as a man, as a mere man, not only knowing Jesus as a healer or knowing the healing, not only Jesus as a prophet. Help us to know Jesus as the Messiah. In Jesus' name we pray.